I'd forgotten what a good salesman Banty was. He was very, very good with jumble. Well, this is not an exercise in mutual congratulation, but I am going to launch a book by Banty. Well, not a book by Banty, but a book that Banty has translated. I'm going to be launching The Dhammapada, The Way of Truth, which is Banty's translation of that very, very important Pali text. Banty has spoken of himself as a translator, but he's used that in a metaphorical sense. He's talked of himself as an elucidator of the Dharma, bringing the Dharma from the dark into the light. And in that sense, he's seen himself as a translator. But in this case, he's literally a translator. And he's devoted himself over many years to the translation of this very, very important text, which is, in fact, one of the most important and basic texts in Buddhism. Versions of it are found in all different schools, and as Banty says, it contains verses embodying ethical and spiritual precepts grouped more or less according to subject. It's a bit like the Book of Proverbs, in a way. So it's a set of aphorisms that embody the pith of the Dhamma, and it does so in a very, very powerful and compelling way. And really, it's an essential collection for any Buddhist. It contains, in Banty's words, as much of the Buddha's teaching as most of us really need to know to progress towards enlightenment. Well, you couldn't have a more selling statement than that. This contains as much of the Buddha's teaching as most of us really need to know to progress towards enlightenment. We like to have so many books. We like to pile up Buddhist books, most of which, of course, we don't read, or if we do read them, we don't make so much use of them. But here is a collection of sayings of the Buddha, translated by Banty, which can take us all the way to enlightenment, and which can last us a lifetime. It contains 423 verses, arranged in 26 chapters, and one of the greatest spiritual classics of mankind by any standards. And it's really a lifetime's source of study, reflection, meditation, and realization. You could take any one of these aphorisms and meditate upon it, and many of them would lead one to the deepest realization.